Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Ay, primos y primas. Tanto tiempo, ¿verdad? Wow, so long. It's been like maybe, what, a month? I'm happy I took a break. I'm so happy I took a break. In fact, thank you everybody for tuning in today. And today is more like, this is the first episode of our season three. And it's honestly just be like, this is not even a real episode, I would say. It would be more like, ¿qué lo que? Like, what's up? What's going on? I just want to check in with everyone. And I want you to check in with me and see what I'm up to. First of all, if you have not seen, we have a volunteer community and we launched it and you want to volunteer. That's the first thing I want to say, because there are so many people that have volunteered and they're on the network and the community. I want to thank you. Te doy las gracias. Like, sinceramente, you have no idea how many people you're helping. If you wrote me emails and, you know, thank you for the email or even the DM or whatever it is that you sent me and like, hey, where's your podcast? I appreciate you because that means you're listening. But I just want to say what's coming up for the next episodes, because we launched today. ¿Qué lo que? To the music, oro sólido. Do you guys like the new intro? Come on, dime, cuéntame. Like, I'm excited. I'm just so excited to be back because I have so much to say, and we have so many amazing people that I'm going to be bringing back on season three. You know that. Our goal for the new podcast is just basically sharing weekly insights and inspirations for people adding their magic to make this world a better place. You know, so if you want to be on the podcast, go ahead, email me, hello@deargotareweetheryet.com. But we have some amazing partners as well. Like, shout out to Help Scout. Thank you so much. You're the bomb diggity. We are partners with Help Scout now, and they are supporting social good. And we want to highlight companies like them. And I'm going to be just, and almost every episode, yo hablo un poquito de our partners, and we will be adding a page on our website as well. But what have I been up to? Well, first of all, trying to stay sane. Baby's gonna be a year, like this month, 1 year old. Oh my God, it should be happy birthday to me and my wife, because it's really our birthday too, because we survived. Pero no, seriously, like, I'm just excited. I'm happy that I'm back on the podcast. I'm happy that our community is growing. I'm happy that I have health. I'm happy that there is change coming. There is change coming and so much going on in this world. And I just want to say that use your voice, even when your voice shakes, like, just use it. Speak up. And if you probably heard that, because I have it on, we have t-shirts, we have a shop now, we have Dear God swag. I want you to check it out. I give stuff away all the time because, you know, like, default to generosity is really, really important. And it's just reciprocity from just life, you know? And when you give, it not only makes you feel good, but it teaches you a lesson. So whatever it is in this time, especially during this time, try to find things that you can do to change up your momentum. One of them for me that I told my wife the other day is I want to be more conscious about food waste and things that we have in our home that we don't use. And I've always grew up like that. Like, come on, si tú me conoces a mí y tú conoces una familia dominicana, you know, like, if you ever lived outside the U.S., you know about food waste in a way. You know about not having water, light, and all these things. And it's like, just because I live in America doesn't mean I can't think about those things. Like, I shouldn't be wasting food. I shouldn't be, if I bought those tomatoes, I should eat all those tomatoes. And I forget it because I sometimes leave it in the back. So I'm just, this episode is que lo que, like, what's going on with me, what's going on with the podcast, the brand. I'm just super excited to be able to have this voice and to be able to have this opportunity to share with you guys all these amazing people and these insights, and also talk about volunteer travel and the good side of it. You can check out all the information, the link of the bio on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, the community, and get involved. Join the conversation. What else? What else? What else has been going on? We have just some opportunities for us to open up our platform to be able to have needs. If, as you all know, that this is a peer-to-peer community, it's a peer-to-peer platform. And if you have a need, if you have any type of non-monetary need, you can go ahead and email us and we will help you and we'll post it up, because sometimes we're so afraid and scared to say, hey, I need help with this, or I need this. This is a time right now. I lost my job, or I need someone to help me with my job, or I need, I'll give you an example. I had one person email me saying, sorry, see, this is live clearly. No, not live, pre-recorded. You can hear my baby. I'm not going to edit any of this out because it's real. But seriously, no. I had someone email me saying that they needed to help find a job, and I just knew a volunteer or two that actually wrote in maybe a couple of days before, and I was like, hey, maybe this person can help them because they work in HR, connected them, and they helped her. Sometimes it's like asking for help is not a weakness. It's probably a strength, because you know what you can and cannot do. And of course, we don't know everything, and we need people in this world. And this is what's going on right now socially, that these people that are coming together, everyone's coming together to make change. So that's it for today, for this little episode, this quick little episode. But tune in for our next episode. I have an amazing interview with someone that is super inspirational as far as her journey, and she's an author, and how death kind of turned her life around, and it opened a new portal for her in her future, and super inspirational. And it's also make you realize that sometimes from the worst things in life that can happen, something beautiful could come from it. So tune in. Hasta la próxima. Nos vemos. Tato. Hasta la quince de la mañana. Bye. Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!